Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Well, happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to The Early Edge. I am the Counselor of Cash. Of course, the coach will be back with us very, very soon. Let's get right into it because we got a full show. I want to look at the recap screen from yesterday. Listen, I missed 2 out of 3. I had very close misses in golf, lost by 1 stroke each, but we made it back with the decisive Orioles first 5 victory. AB, EC, I mean, this was not the best day, not a terrible day either. Certainly like how we finished the night out, but we're going to shoot for better today. Before we do that, I got to tell you, there's one more day to vote for the Sports Podcast of the Year. It's literally the final day. We are a nominee for the Best Sports Podcast category in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. We appreciate all you guys do for us, and we hope you enjoy our show enough to nominate us to advance to the final round. To nominate The Early Edge, go to podcastawards.com/app/signup and then scroll down to the sports category. The whole process takes less than 60 seconds. We've included the link at the top of the episode description as well. And by the way, we have the QR code on there too. So if you want to scan the QR code, it literally takes less than 60 seconds to vote for The Early Edge in the sports category. Again, it's the last day to do it. Let's get to the show. Finally, let's bring in the stars and let's get right to today's marquee matchups. We got buckets here. We got Larry the Maestro. We got Proppy. This is going to be a great day. I am kind of feeling it. Let's go to the marquee matchups. We got some dogs that I got to be honest. And Larry, I'm going to start with you. Some of these look really scary to me. But then again, we've got plus numbers for a reason, right? Are there any of these MLB underdogs that you're leaning toward?
The Angels tempt me here, maybe outright, maybe on the run line. When you look at Charlie Morton, the K rate is down, the walk rate is up. The Red Sox knocked him out in less than 4 innings last time out. And Griffin Canning has 20 Ks the last 2 starts. But the thing is, that was a huge motivational win for the Angels. When you get the 2-run homer in the 10th, avoid the sweep, stay 4 games out of a wild card. Then you acquire a couple of solid hitters from the Rockies to bolster that lineup. I've been checking to see if they will be at the game and in the lineup tonight. Everything I've heard says they will be. So the Angels definitely tempt me here.
All right. The Angels, that's very interesting at a pretty heavy plus 190 number. Michael Martin in the chat, by the way, says, I'm just here to analyze greatness exclamation point. I absolutely love that. By the way, if you like the greatness that you're seeing, whether it be on HQ or here, hit the like button for me. I would really appreciate that. You know, when I'm hosting, I always like to get more likes than Coach would get. So I'm just letting everybody know it would be great for me to throw this in his face. Buckets, I'm not going to go to you on this one because you know how we do it. We go to the home run props for buckets. So Proppy, I'm going right to you. Which one of these MLB underdogs do you favor?
I actually like all 3 of these underdogs, but I'm going to go with Boston here in this spot. I'm not sure the right team is favored here. I'm going to back Boston. On the road against Seattle, Seattle's playing somewhat well, but I think they're pretenders. I'm not convinced that Seattle is suddenly a good team. I am convinced that Boston is a good team and they're going to contend for a wild card, obviously in that brutal AL East. Nick Pivetta on the mound. He's sort of been in this hybrid role for the Red Sox, somewhat of a relief pitcher, also a starter, but he has pitched very, very well recently. I believe he has a 12-inning streak right now without allowing an earned run. So I like this matchup for Boston in Seattle coming off of 2 losses as well.
Yeah, I don't mind this. You know, Proppy Pivetta looks like he's found at least something. And Kirby on the other side seems to be a guy that we kind of value a certain way. I don't mean we like me and you, but maybe he's not that guy that people think he is. I do think it's a good spot. And I'll tell you this, the Orioles with Gibson on the mound, that's pretty scary to me. But then again, Toronto is so inconsistent. No matter who they have on the mound, it's Bassett today. But I don't know, anytime I'm getting the Orioles plus 130, I know they had to travel up to Toronto after a huge Sunday night baseball game against the Yankees. But it seems to me anytime you're getting the Orioles at plus 130, you at least want to consider it when you're playing a Toronto team where you're just not sure which team is going to show up. So, hey, listen, I said they're scary. Maybe all three of these are in play because we just talked about all three. We're going to talk some home run props in a second. But before we do, let's hear a word from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know you can find us all over CBS Sports HQ. So let's pull up the graphic and find out where we can find us today. How to watch, you go to cbssports.com/live, open the app, however you want to do it. It's super easy. At 6 p.m., we've got Money Mike McClure and Kenny White. And then at 8 o'clock, Alan Bell, Emery Hunt, and our very own maestro who's on this show with us right now. Again, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, the Early Edge will be all over your CBS Sports HQ feed. All right. It's buckets time. I don't know that I'm going to go to you first, buckets, because I want to save some of the energy for, you know, the big energy for maybe after Maestro and Proppy go. So, Maestro, I'm going to start with you. We got home run pace. We got Matt Olson at plus 240. Always seems like a pretty good option. Yordan Alvarez back from injury as of a week ago at plus 260. Shohei Ohtani at plus 310. Like, all these names seem great, but which way are you headed?
Yeah, I've got a take here, but I'm also curious after my take. It looks like Alex is getting some important text that just came in, so I'm curious what that's all about. But I'm going to go with Yordan Alvarez, back four games since the oblique injury. Doesn't appear to have missed a beat, batting 400 with an 1137 OPS. He has homered one time. That came on Saturday. Facing Noah Syndergaard, who hasn't pitched in the majors in almost 2 months. He had the blisters injury, and when he's pitched, he's given up a lot of homers, 6 homers his last 3 starts, 12 homers in 55 innings. I'm not so convinced this guy is fixed, so I'll take Alvarez at plus 260.
Yeah, Thor, you've dropped your hammer, and I think I know where to find it. It's in Yordan Alvarez's hands at least 4 times today. Honestly, I think this is where I would go, Proppy. I'm curious, where are you going?
I like Yordan Alvarez. I also like the Houston Astros quite a bit as well. Noah Syndergaard, when he's been on the mound, has been arguably the worst starting pitcher in baseball. It's a little lefty-on-lefty crime as well. Syndergaard with an ERA over 7 in this matchup, making his debut tonight. I just think the Astros bats are going to be out. I think Yordan Alvarez is a great pick, so give me Yordan.
All right, so it's 3 for 3 on Yordan Alvarez. But then, of course, we have Buckets, who, of course, he's just going to go with the flow. He's going to do something conventional. I'm sure that's the case, Buckets. I guess it's 4 for 4 on Yordan?
You know, there's no chance, Sia, that when I'm on the show, I'm agreeing with everybody. And there's no chance that I'm staying on the board here at all. I'm going off the board, and I'm going to a player that I did not know existed until this week. I'm looking at Jaimer Candelario to hit a home run at plus 600 currently. Plus 600 off the board. And if you ask me why, well, here's the reasoning. Sure, I didn't know who he was or that he existed a couple days ago. But the other day, I kept seeing people tweet about Jaimer. J-E-I-M-E-R. My name is John Eimer, and my old World of Warcraft name was Jaimer. I was Jaimer for years, so I thought people were tweeting at me. People are yelling and saying, I can't believe he's doing this and not doing this. And I was so confused until I realized this is an actual athlete. So I have to back my boy because this is a throwback to my World of Warcraft days here, Sia. That's next level.
I mean, you tune into the Early Edge for picks, but how many World of Warcraft references did we just get? Pretty amazing. clearly, he and by the way, I'm sure that pronunciation was correct. So we're just going to leave that where it was. And we're going to finally, Buckets, if he hits a home run, I honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like we're going to have to just rename this segment to like the Buckets home run prop. And we'll just all be feeding off of your picks ultimately. Speaking of picks. We've got all of our expert picks coming up, but first, one last word from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
So now we get to our picks, and one thing I notice, I mean, I think everybody at this point, if you're a fan of the show, if you're not, shame on you, but if you're a fan of the show, you know that we don't talk about our picks ahead of time. That's the last thing we want to do. We want to make sure all of our picks are objective and independent of each other. And it turns out my pick is very highly correlated with another person's pick on this show. So I'm actually going to keep my pick a little bit short because I know we're going to talk about this a little bit more. But we're going to go right back to the first five well, which we hit last night. The night before that, if you remember, we had a first five, which pushed. Well, we're going to avoid the push here because I've got the Reds first five plus a half. Again, Reds first five plus a half at minus 130. This minus 130 price, that's what you can get at DraftKings as we speak right now. If you look at some other places, you might see minus 140, minus 142 to get that extra half a run. I really don't mind it that high either because I think the half a run is going to be like somewhat important here, as it usually is. We've got the Reds traveling to Chicago, and Andrew Abbott is on the mound, rookie UVA product, 16 straight scoreless innings. Over his last 20 innings, he's only allowed 11 hits and 2 earned runs. And in all of his starts since June 5th, which is 10 starts, he's really only been roughed up once, and that was early in July against, of all teams, the Milwaukee Brewers. Stroman, on the other hand, for the Cubs, man, this guy has really cooled off. I mean, it seems like a name only. We've kind of referred to George Kirby as a guy that might have more of a name than how he's performing in the underdog segment here. I think Stroman is that guy too. And I know later on the show, we're probably going to talk about that. He got rocked by the White Sox last week. The White Sox. St. Louis the week prior got absolutely rocked. He's had maybe one good outing over his last six starts, in my estimation. Pitching to contact, not striking out a lot of guys. I think getting the half a run is pretty key here, but I actually expect the Reds to clear this number like on the money line, but I really like the plus a half insurance because I'm not having to pay a huge price for it. So give me the Reds first five plus a half minus 130. Now let's get to another pick. Proppy, I'm going to go to you before we talk about the Reds again. What you got today on a Monday?
Yeah, I'm going to look at the Padres here. Seth Lugo to record a win. You can find this at plus 110 on most books. The Padres are massive favorites playing the Rockies tonight at Coors Field. I know that's a tough hitting environment, but Lugo has pitched very well since June 1st. He has a sub-3 ERA. His outs is projected at 17.5, so he's expected to go 6 innings. The Rockies' money line, they're nearly minus 200 favorites in this game, so I think this is a good way to potentially attack this game. Austin Gomber on the mound for the Rockies. He has not been very good, plus the Padres are excellent versus opposing lefties, so I like them to provide plenty of run support. And despite this game being at Coors Field, two of the best bats for Colorado will be missing from the lineup as they've been traded to the Angels, and Gearchuk and CJ Krohn as well. So I actually think it's a little bit softer of a matchup than it normally would be pitching at Coors Field. So give me Seth Lugo to record a win tonight at plus 110.
Love it. I love that. And I love the chat, because not only do we have everybody in the chat who I'm assuming has voted for the Early Edge as the best sports podcast, but we also have A-Mags in the chat. A-Mags, last I checked yesterday, was on fire. He was in this chat on Sunday, as we all know, dishing out a ton of great picks on Twitter, dishing out a ton of great picks. So if you have a question for A-Mags, he's going to be happy to answer it. So definitely always monitor all of our Twitters, by the way, but his as well, because he's always putting out some good picks there. Buckets. Now, we've got soccer going on. We've got Women's World Cup. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, he's probably going the Women's World Cup route, and it's probably going to be teams and names, countries, if you will, that are easy to pronounce. So when we do the recap screen, I'm going to have an easy time. So, Buckets, just like the home run prop where I knew you were going to be super conventional. Well, I was wrong there, but I'm right here, right? You're going Women's World Cup.
Don't do this to me, Sia. I don't want to be the bad guy here when I just pick hard countries and hard teams to pronounce. I'm not on the World Cup at all right now. I'm enjoying it as a viewer, but this is a very tricky World Cup to bet. So what I'm actually doing is I'm going to the Swedish Allsvenskan this afternoon at 1 p.m. and a match that I know that we're all excited for between Malmo FF and IFK Varanmo. Now, soccer can be tricky to bet on because of that three-way money line draw. So I'm staying away from a money line pick here. I'm also staying away from goals here. To be honest, I don't know who's going to win, and I don't know if there will be any goals. But what I do know is we have two of the highest corner kicking teams in the league. That is right, baby. I am doing a bet that I almost never do, but I'm going over 11.5 corners in this matchup. If you're looking at these two teams in their current form, Malmo is one of the best teams in Swedish, and they're playing like garbage. Varanmo are one of the worst teams in Sweden, and they are playing incredible right now. So it's a very tricky match to pick. But right now, both of these teams are seeing exceptionally high corner kick numbers. Malmo has gone over this number in 6 of their last 8 matches, while Varanmo has gone over it on every single game on the road except for once here. At 11.5, it might seem high, but honestly, I would consider laddering this up to over 15.5 corners, which is currently plus 680. So something to consider. Then for our second pick, we're also going to make this one even more complicated because they're harder to pronounce teams than Malmo and Varanmo. We're going on a match between AGF Aarhus and Nordsjælland. That's not right. Nordsjælland, something like that, in the Danish Super League at 1 p.m. And this one we're keeping easy. Both teams to score at minus 135. It's a little bit of juice, but these are two of the best attacking teams that Denmark has to offer. And these are two teams that consistently play up or play down to their competition. If you look at the head-to-head history between these two sides, more times than not, we see fireworks here. Both teams are coming off a big first win to start off their seasons here, Sia. I see goals in this matchup.
I see myself messing up the recap screen. That's what I see. There was a question, what league is Malmo in? Cash and Tickets was asking, do we know?
Yeah, it's in the Swedish Allsvenskan, and the match is at 1 p.m. this afternoon.
All right, 1 p.m. this afternoon. And speaking of soccer, by the way, don't forget, tomorrow morning on Fox, start your day with the FIFA Women's World Cup. USA takes on Portugal tomorrow at 3 a.m. Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. All right, well, that's going to be an exciting game. So I know we're all going to stay up for that. But we all stayed here on this show so that we could hear the maestro, who always finishes the show for us and always has a well-thought-out and solid and usually winning pick. So, Maestro, no pressure. I hope I didn't cast any additional pressure on you, but you've got two picks here. One I absolutely love, by the way, and the other one I'm about to love. Talk to us.
All right, let's start with a prop in Washington with the first game. That is the Brewers visiting the Nats, and Christian Yelich will be the first guy at-bat in that game. And I think he can hit this prop in his first at-bat over 1.5 total bases because he gets to face Nats rookie Jake Irvin, who has given up almost a .500 slugging to left-handed hitting. And if you haven't been watching Christian Yelich, he has just destroyed July with a .617 slugging percentage. I love the fact that he's in the leadoff spot. And one other angle that I like is Jake Irvin does not walk a lot of guys. 8 straight starts with 2 or 1 walks, which means the ball should be in play. And of course, walks don't count for this prop. That's why I like it. And Christian Yelich has been so hot. I'm going to ride him today at Washington. And again, he will be the first player up to bat in that game. And then talking like Sia did about the Cubs and the Reds, Marcus Stroman skipped the All-Star game. He was tired. He pitched for Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. He had an amazing first half, April, May, and June. This guy was brilliant. He seems to have run out of gas with an 8.00 ERA over his last 6 starts. And again, he was basically too tired. He needed to rest over the All-Star game. And what he did last time out against the White Sox was terrible. The time before, he's just laboring to get through all of these innings. Now, the Reds, this is a tough matchup for Andrew Abbott. The Cubs have been raking lefties. The Cubs have been destroying everyone over the last 2 weeks aside from yesterday. They're number 2 in OPS. But Andrew Abbott, they have not seen this kid. And that's what I like about it as a rookie. 17 scoreless innings. They're 8-2 behind this guy. So I'm going to play the Reds on the full game. Their bullpen is in great shape because they had a blowout win in L.A. yesterday. It is a better travel spot for the Cubs coming home from St. Louis as opposed to the Reds flying from L.A. But I still take the Reds at plus money.
Yeah, I like this Reds, you know, matchup. And for the record, the way Chicago has been playing, that they did go on a nice little winning streak there. But Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, most of those wins were against St. Louis. And I'm not saying like St. Louis was mailing it in or they weren't trying. But I mean, they really had St. Louis's number. And that was a big part of it. I think it was 6 of the 8 games that they had won in a row were against St. Louis, right?
Yeah, and the interesting thing with them is their whole mentality has changed from being sellers to buyers. I mean, there was talk 2 weeks ago about Stroman and other guys being shipped out of there. Now with the way they've played, and I think justified because they are the best team in the NL Central in terms of run differential. They have been all season. Their record hasn't reflected it until recently. But the Reds also, you know, getting it going with the power bats yesterday. And I'm just real excited to see what they can do against Stroman tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait for that game. We'll certainly have that game covered in multiple different ways, as you saw on this show. And by the way, we are 38 days away. We are Mike Anderson days away from NFL season. So wanted to throw that out there. 38 days, that is nothing. I mean, less than 40, this is awesome. By the way, Mike Anderson, Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2000. Most people probably don't know that. He was also a Marine prior to going to the NFL. So we'll be dropping lines, futures, fun facts on the Early Edge, but of course on Sportsline. So make sure you're tied into Sportsline because we've got futures and NFL picks. They're already on there. So if you're not a member of Sportsline, please make sure you join. You want to get those futures on the front end before those lines move. Let's bring up the recap screen really quick. I've got the Reds first 5 plus a half at -130. Again, that price is over there on DraftKings as we speak. Prop star Seth Lugo to record a win at +110. The Maestro, Reds money line +105. Christian Yelich over 1.5 total bases at -115 and buckets. Well, let's give this a shot. Malmo and IFK Varnamo over 11.5 corners at -110. And don't forget what he said. We might want to ladder these corner kicks all the way up to 15. Something to think about. And then we've got AGF Aarhus, Norgesland, both teams to score -135. Gosh, I think I did okay on that pronunciation. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we've got HQ coming up. I already told you the schedule. You know we have the Early Edge in 5 coming up. We're going to be here with you all week. There's no off season for us. But for this show, right here, right now, this is all the damage we can do. So there's only one thing left to do. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. 4 buckets, 4 proppy, for the Maestro, and for Jake the Snake on the 1s and 2s and 3s and 4s, I am the Counselor of Cash, and we rest our case.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get
you out. And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control All Desire, now streaming on Paramount+.